Two radio icons from Cambridge are retiring. After 35 years of giving advice on car repair, as well as on lots of personal matters, Tom and Ray Magliazzi have decided to stop recording new episodes of their public radio show, Car Talk. The popular national program, which began here on WBUR, will continue with archived material. Monica Brady-Myrov reports.
In 1977, a producer at WBUR asked two local car mechanics from Cambridge, Tom and Ray Magliazzi, if they could join a few other mechanics and answer calls on air. Back then, cars were simpler, and a lot of people fixed them in their driveways. Tom showed up at the studio. Ray didn't come. Neither did any of the other mechanics. Tom was invited back, and the next week brought his brother. The two quickly became known as Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. Chances are you know the show is less about car repair and more about relationships, and the brothers making
like
fun of each other.
But you've been driving boyfriend's cars.
Exactly.
And this might be the reason that none of these relationships has lasted. You're burning their clutches out. I'm dumping her, man. She burned my clutch out.
The brothers, who both graduated from MIT, are as local as you can get, which is what makes them so appealing, says WBUR program director Sam Fleming.
They're funny. They're real. They've got Boston accents. They're like one of us. They're like the kind of guys that you and I like to run into in the diner, you know, on a Saturday morning.
In 1987, after 10 years of weekly banter on WBUR, their style caught the attention of NPR's Susan Stamberg. As the host of a new program, Sunday Weekend Edition, she was looking for new talent.
There are many versions of this story, but for reasons that will become clear, mine is my favorite.
Stamberg says Click and Clack's demo tape went around NPR and everyone turned it down.
Then I listened and said, are you kidding? Of course. You'll see now why this is my favorite version of the story. Of course we will put them on the air. These guys are hilarious. They're well-informed. Everybody loves cars. And those accents will hit it out of the ballpark. So it turned out I was right.
Was she ever. After their weekly appearances with Stamberg, the show was syndicated by NPR. It's now carried on 660 stations around the country and is the second most listened to hour every week on WBUR. Now, after 25 years on national air, they will no longer record new shows. Doug Berman, senior producer, explains why.
They always said they were going to do it as long as it was fun. The other day I said, remember, we're going to do this as long as it's fun, and everybody walked out. So.
Tom is 74 years old. His little brother, Ray, is 63. They say they want to stop and smell the cappuccino. NPR and WBUR will continue to air Car Talk every Saturday. The show will be put together using the top tier of some 12,500 phone calls in the archives. Again, WBUR's Sam Fleming.
Certainly their humor is timeless in the way they interact with people. I mean, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think we will enjoy it as much as we always have.
Car Talk has built a successful enterprise. The Tappet Brothers have a weekly syndicated column. The Car Talk website has answers to questions about buying, owning, and selling cars. It shows Car Talk, the brand, has grown far larger than its weekly radio show. It's also had some brand extension failures. Car Talk, the cartoon, flopped on PBS television.
If you record the tire pressure at least every day, that my brother is right.
This is the third time you've said this today.
But it's the weekly banter and the features such as The Puzzler and Stump the Chump that listeners fell in love with and will continue to hear every Saturday morning. Even though the program will be canned, the laughter and joy the brothers shared with each other never is. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.
Thanks so much for listening. We're Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. And remember, don't drive like my brother.
And remember, don't drive like my brother.
And remember, we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Some of our really long-time listeners